You know what? I can't do this anymore, Dustin. That's it. I'm done. I'm done with the 5-5. I'm finished. Cut the music. I've had enough. I am so ticked off about the Indians right now. 10-2? This is what you do? You don't even show up for the final game? Dustin, this is a pathetic, pathetic performance by the Indians in this series. And they have now lost 6 straight playoff games and 9 of their last 11, unless they rally for 8 runs, which considering they've scored, what, 5 runs in a freaking series?
Yeah, the Astros scored, you know, 5 runs this last inning.
Dustin, you know how many hits the Indians have with runners in scoring position in this series?
0.
Ding, ding, ding. You're right. 0. 0 hits with runners in scoring position.
It's been like all solo shots.
2 right? solo home runs, a sack fly, a wild pitch, and an RBI ground out. That's how they've scored their 5 runs. Yeah. A pathetic, disgraceful performance. Their pitchers were garbage. Garbage. Corey Kluber, garbage. Trevor Bauer sucked out of the pen. He choked this game away. Cody Allen stinks.
I told you,
Andrew
I would
Miller,
not have
terrible.
Brought Trevor Bauer out of the pen.
That's it. 2 players showed up for this series. Francisco Lindor and Carlos Carrasco. And that was it. Nobody, everybody else was a no-show.
Yeah.
Yandy got a hit today, and he only played 1 game. I don't want to kill him. But of the other guys that played a lot or pitched, they all stunk. A disgraceful, pathetic, pitiful performance by the Indians in this series, Dustin. I'm disgusted.
They had a 2-1 lead in the 6th inning.
They had a 1-0 lead in game 2.
No, I know that. But I'm saying this is the – I mean, you're at home.
Yep.
Your fans are there. You've got a 2-1 lead, and they bring in Trevor Bauer.
Yep.
I feel bad for Clevinger.
That's right.
Clevinger pitched well. He got into some jams, but he got out of it.
He pitched pretty well. You're right.
He
pitched pretty well. He had one home. You're right. That's a third guy. Lindor, Clevinger, Liria, and Carrasco were the only guys that showed up. Kluber, Bauer, Allen, Miller, Hand, you all stunk. You stunk. And the decision to put Bauer in the pen blew up in their face because you couldn't trust anybody else. Turns out you couldn't trust Bauer. He choked like a dog. He threw two. He made 2 errors. Gave up hits.
Well,
he was a disaster.
He couldn't throw a strike. He couldn't throw a strike.
Yeah, you.
And he gets the bases loaded, and he throws a ball. Who hits the double?
What's his face? Gurriel. No, Marwin Gonzalez.
Gonzalez hits the double.
Yeah. Can't believe
he chases out of the zone. It was going to be ball 4.
Yeah,
that would have given up a run. Instead, he hits the double, and that blew the game open. 4-2, and then now it's, what, 10-2?
Yeah.
Bottom of the 8th.
The Indians have 2 on, but I mean, come on, they're not scoring 8 runs.
They're not scoring 8 runs. Not against these guys.
No.
You know, I'm seeing tweets. People are comparing the Astros to the Golden State Warriors.
Oh, give me a break. Anybody saying that's an idiot. This is baseball.
They're saying that this is more embarrassing than, what happened to the Warriors this year. And it is.
What do you mean more embarrassing than what happened to the Warriors?
Or the Cavs against the Warriors this year. This is embarrassing.
Nobody should have thought the Cavs had a chance against the Warriors. That's basketball. Yep. The Warriors are much better. The Indians, I mean, I picked the Indians to win the series. I'm embarrassed for myself that I picked the Indians. But this is baseball. No team's a sure thing. And the Indians have great talent in there. And guys have not performed. Jose Ramirez is up right now. He doesn't have a single hit.
Yep.
Not a single hit. Maybe we'll get an update on his helmet flops. But we won't get any update. He got more helmet flops than he's got hits. Except he doesn't have any helmet flops because he hasn't been on base. Watch him finally get a hit when it doesn't matter here. Disappointing. Now, listen, Dustin, I'm going nuts because I'm angry that the Indians play this way. I'm seeing people say trade Jose Ramirez. I mean, don't get crazy. Don't get crazy here. And I'll be honest, I know a lot of people are going to want to fire Francona. I was totally against that. I understand how people feel that way. As Ramirez crowds, I can't say it. Y'all, wait a minute. I think I'd give Francona one more try next year.
Okay.
I would, but I can understand why people want him fired. Again, had a 3-1 lead on the Cubs in the World Series, and you blew it. Had a 2-0 lead on the Yankees last year, and you blew it. And now you get swept by the Astros. The Indians have lost, again, 6 in a row. And 9 of 11 in the playoffs. That's about as bad as it gets. Since being up 3-1 against the Cubs, you've lost 9 of 11, and you haven't won a game on the road. 0-4, 3-5. 0-5 on the road, and 2-11 overall, last 11 playoff games. Disgusting.
Let me ask you this, because you're yelling and screaming.
So frustrated.
I hear you. Yeah. But it's baseball. Like, baseball requires a little bit of luck, right?
Sure.
Okay. You know, so like in football, you could say that guys quit. And you could say that guys just aren't making tackles,
yeah,
and they're not really running the ball. They're loafing, or they're not giving effort and things like that. And you could say they quit. Like, can you say that about a baseball team? Can you say
quit? I don't know.
But is it fair to say that? Or is it fair to say that the Astros are just a better team and they've got better pitching and better players?
No, I didn't think, I thought the Indians pitching was just as good as the Astros, especially their starters. And, you know, two of the three cases they did perform well, but Kluber was terrible and Bauer stunk, and the Indians bullpen was garbage. Garbage. And I thought, you know, I was hopeful that it would be better in the playoffs.
You thought wrong, Adam.
And I thought wrong.
You did.
And if folks want Francona fired, man, I understand it. I'd give him one more shot. How about Jose Ramirez, since the start of last year?
Francona fired?
Some people want him fired.
Oh, that's it.
I don't think he should be fired.
That's ridiculous.
Listen, no matter how good you are, eventually you run your course. You lose 9 of 11 playoff games, I can understand why people want him fired. I'd bring him back for another year because I still think he's a good manager. But he screwed up. He kept Kluber in too long. He left Carrasco. He took Carrasco out too early.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
No, I don't think it's the dumbest.
Oh, I
don't agree with it, but I don't think it's the dumbest thing I ever heard.
What, to fire Francona?
Why is it the dumbest thing? Because you're a good manager means you never get fired? Everybody gets fired.
In the end, he's not the guy.
Dustin, they were talking about firing Joe Maddon this year. He won the World Series. And the Cubs have won more games in the last 4 years than any team in baseball. And they were talking about firing Joe Maddon. If they could fire Joe, which they didn't, but if they could fire Joe Maddon, they could fire Terry Francona.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And then firing Francona is the second dumbest thing I've ever
heard. Listen, you may think so. I don't agree with it. Again, I would not fire Francona, even though I'm angry right now. I would bring Francona back another year. But I can understand why fans are, and I don't think the Indians will fire him. But I can understand fans' frustration when you've lost 9 of 11 playoff games.
Well, your best pitcher was a no-show in the last 2 years in the playoffs.
And
that's Francona's fault?
No, that's not his fault.
Okay,
But he still handled things poorly. He left Kluber in too long.
Who are you going to bring
in? He took Carrasco
out. Who are you
gonna bring in? Kluber was gassed. If you love Bauer out of the pen so much, then bring him in.
I didn't love Bauer out of the pen.
Well, not you, but I'm saying he did. He brought him in every freaking game. And then Ramirez hits in a double play. How about this for Ramirez? And again, saying the trade Ramirez is stupid. Since the start of last year's playoffs, Dustin. Since the start of last year's playoffs, Jose Ramirez is 2. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
2-31 with 2 singles, no extra base hits, 1 RBI, and has only reached base in 5. Mm-hmm. Had a 34 plate appearances between the Yankees last year and the Astros this year. 5 out of 34 plate appearances. He has hit 1 home run and knocked in 4 runs in 94 trips to the plate, 93 trips to the plate in the postseason the last 3 years. 1 home run, 4 RBIs in 94 trips to the plate. Ramirez has stunk in the playoffs. He played well in the ALDS, if you remember, the first year against Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Had a decent series against the Cubs in the World Series. He stunk against the Blue Jays. He stunk against the Yankees last year, and he stunk against the Astros this year.
Yeah.
It's aggravating. And, you know, when the Cubs are out of the mix, I root for the Indians, so I'm frustrated.
I can't even imagine
what lifelong Indians fans are feeling right now. They've got to be going bananas. And you're right. There's an element of luck to baseball. You get it. The better team doesn't always win. Now, the Astros are the better team, and they are winning in this case. Last year, the better team didn't win. The Indians were better than the Yankees. They didn't get it done. And there's some, you know, hit as bad as Ramirez has been, I'm not moving on from him because I expect that he's good enough that eventually he'll hit in the postseason. A-Rod stunk in the postseason for years, and then he had a great year, helped carry the Yankees to a World Series. So eventually that turns around for good hitters. But for the pitching, I got no excuse. Miller's garbage. Allen's garbage. It completely fell apart for those guys. Bauer does a lot of talking, and I backed him up all year. And even though he was dogging me on Twitter or whatever, I let it all go. But he, when it mattered the most, he choked like a dog. He was on the mound with a 2-1 lead. He's always talking about he's the Cy Young, he's this and that. He was on the mound with a 2-1 lead, and he choked big time in this game. And they couldn't hit outside of Lindor.
So who's the biggest culprit for this debacle? I say Corey Kluber.
I can't. I mean, he's one of the biggest culprits.
I say he's the biggest.
I mean, he only affected one game. Kluber pitched, Bauer pitched badly in two games.
Yeah, I know, but you brought Bauer in a, you're losing in that game.
I still don't love the idea that I was okay with Bauer pitching one game out of the pen and then having him go as a starter. I didn't want him pitching out of the bullpen the whole time, but you didn't trust your bullpen. And you didn't trust your bullpen, and you said, well, who are you going to put in? Why you take a Kluber? Well, if they didn't trust their bullpen, why the hell did they pull out Carrasco when he was pitching well? You don't trust your bullpen. When he was pitching well, unlike Kluber.
How many innings did Carrasco go? I forget.
I don't remember. I think it was the sixth inning he got pulled. I'll have to double-check it. I can't remember if it was the sixth or the seventh. I'll double-check it here. But, yeah. I mean, it was... That's just so frustrating, and fans just got to be going out of their minds right now. It's just dreadful. Just an absolutely dreadful performance in this postseason. And coming off the choker last year, Carrasco got pulled. Yeah, I was right, in the sixth inning.
Okay.
Hey, so they'd only thrown 77 pitches. You know, there was runners on, but it was like a guy reached on like it was an infield single or a bloop or something. It wasn't a hard hit ball. And then he got an out, and then Francona pulled him out. And, of course, Miller, three base runners. He stunk again today. All right, Dustin, we'll let the fans react when we come back.
All you guys want to fire Francona.
Again, let me make it clear, I'm saying that I would not fire Francona. I understand why people feel that way, especially emotionally coming off this performance. I wouldn't fire him, but I understand the angle of it. You got to, just because you're a good manager and you've had success doesn't mean you get a pass the rest of your career.